We're real excited about this opportunity, and we started, you know, 11 years ago. Actually, we started. That was our when we started to prepare to win and try to go to bowl games. We finally, in 2003, went to our first bowl game. It was the Independence Bowl, and as you all know, a couple years later, then we also were down there. The hospitality there is second to none. It's first class. I think it's great access for our fans and students, and certainly you know, our connection with Texas and Dallas and all the players that we have in the in the Texas area. So I think that's a huge, huge plus for us. And, you know, you're thankful to a lot of people to be in this position. You know, as we talked about, 8 bowls in 9 years, 7 in a row. I don't think it would not be wise to take going to bowls for granted. And, you know, we work very hard. This is a very difficult season. And my players battled and fought and put us in this position. And, you know, now we've won 3 in a row. And we're going to play a real good football team. And so it's going to be real important that you know, we play our best football game. So, you know, excited about it and excited for our team and players and looking forward to the opportunity.
Okay, with that, we do have a wireless mic so everyone can hear the questions here and online. So Sean will pass that around.
Mark, was the Independence Bowl on your radar at all as a possibility if a Big 12 bowl didn't work out? And at what point did you know that a Big 12 bowl wasn't going to happen for you?
Sure. Yes, it's been on the radar for about the past week as an opportunity for a team that if we didn't get to the Big 12 – to be able to go to that destination. And obviously today, it was a very interesting day, probably one of the more interesting days I've had in bowl selection, beginning early this morning all the way up until about 5 minutes ago. But, you know, we knew that there was an opportunity that there's only going to be one Big 12 team in the BCS. And with that being said, with 8 teams that qualified for bowls this year, you know, there's going to be one slot short. So in a matter of, you know, working with the Big 12, which they worked on this, and also working with various TV partners, we were able to obviously work with the Independence Bowl to get this done. And that really wasn't set until about 4:30 this afternoon.
Mark, I'm not sure if you know this yet, but obviously the Big 12 bowls share the revenue among the conference because this isn't a Big 12 bowl. Does anything change with your payout and what happens with that money?
Nothing changes. I mean, what's going to happen? It's going to be still contracted through the Big 12. Obviously, the spot that we were taking was from the Mountain West Conference, so it's basically like they're doing a switch. So this becomes a bowl that is going to be the same payout, the same mileage reimbursement, and obviously the same structure as it would be if it was one of the allocated allocated Big 12 bowl games.
Mark and Gary both. It's been no secret. Coach Pinkel has even made some light of it that Missouri is probably not high on the Big 12's priority as far as bowl goes. Can you detail? You said the Big 12 worked on this. Did they work against you?
No, they didn't work against us at all. You know, with the structure of the Big 12, which might be unique in some conferences, you know, a 6-6 bowl-eligible team can be selected, you know, over 11-1, you know, bowl-eligible team. I mean, just like that. You know, I think when it all came down to, you know, bowls have what they're going to think is a particular fit, so to say, and when it came down to the very end, you know, obviously these bowls had their teams that they targeted, the teams that they selected. And, you know, I at this point in time and ever, I wouldn't say that the Big 12 hurt us in this process. I would say that when all the teams were selected from the Big 12 and there was no other game left, you know, the Big 12 really took initiative and was proactive in searching for bowl games that a team that was either going to be left out, whether it was us or Iowa State, to be in a position to go to.
Coach Pinkel, the game is 3 weeks from tomorrow. How quickly will you dive into bowl preparation?
Well, we'll start practicing next Friday. We've had several models. We're organized, we'll start practicing next Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We'll have to tweak it a little bit, and we'll get that done. We'll have that done by tomorrow. So that won't affect us at all, and no, we'll get going on Friday.
Mark, just to clarify, did Missouri have options, or was this Is this the first one that was presented to you as an at-large bowl, or did you have others to choose from?
You know, there were others, but again, with the games yesterday, you know things sorted themselves out pretty quickly. So those other options were dwindling because, you know, obviously those bowls were contracted with particular conferences and in some cases teams that they had to go there. So, you know, when it came down to it, you know, this was the most viable option for us to choose.
We have any more questions for the guys while they're up here? Vahe in the front.
Gary, can you even give a sense of the difference between what it would be to play Wake Forest or North Carolina? Or can you even go that direction at this point? It looks like those are the two that are in play. You're not going to start studying, obviously, till you know 7:30 or whenever they announce.
Yeah. And then you get into having your video people exchange. So we'll wait till the announcement.
And one other thing, this will become public tomorrow, but I wonder if you can speak to it tonight, that your vote, I think you still vote in the coaches poll.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to describe what your top three were and your reasoning on that?
My reasoning?
Yeah, just what went into your thinking on the top
three? No, I'd say the top two. You'll see it tomorrow, but I had it as is. I had LSU and Alabama, and they got it right. The BCS got it right, whether people want to admit it or not. They got it exactly right. I think they're the two best teams in the country. And I think Oklahoma State did an exceptional job. Stanford, those teams also. But I think they're the two best teams in the country, and they're playing the national championship game. And whether people like the BCS or not, they got it right. And then some people say, well, they didn't win the championship. Why should they? I think the system was designed to get the two best teams playing, and it worked.
Just also, I think at the end of last year or maybe even early this year, we talked a little bit about whether your frustrations with the last two bowls and what you may or may not be doing differently this year to try to jumpstart after losing the last two.
Well, that's kind of interesting because you're right. I mean, one of our goals is to go to a bowl every year. That's very, very important for our program. It's also, we're in a situation, too, where we lost our last two bowl games. And that makes this, to me, really magnifies the importance of playing better than what we've done in the past. You know, we've done, last year's game was very close. You know, we didn't play Navy very well, a very good Navy team a couple years before that. This is a chance to win a bowl championship. And so we've done our critiques, and we'll change some different things, practice a little bit, not drastically. And bottom line, we got to play better. And I think that's preparation, and that's something that and hopefully we can get done.
Gary, earlier you said, not to take for granted the fact that it's seven straight seasons that you guys are playing postseason football. Can you kind of expand on that and just talk about the grind of how hard that is to do that year in and year out and how important that is for your program?
Well, it's real hard to win. I tell you that all the time. It's very difficult to win. And consistently enough to go to bowls year in, year out. And we came here 11 years ago. That was our goal, to be able to do that. I think what happens is expectation levels are raised by fans, no question about that, and that's okay. But don't ever take it for granted. It's hard to win. It's hard to go to bowls on a consistent basis. And, I'm proud of our team as we battled. We were 4-5. 4 weeks ago, as it could have very easily gone a different direction, and because of the players sitting back there and those that aren't here and coaches, we battled through and kept the streak alive, and now we got a chance to win 8 football games, possibly be nationally ranked at the end of the year. There's a lot of things out there, so I'm real excited about it.
Anything more at this point? Going once? No. All right, gang. Thanks again for everyone coming out tonight. As I said earlier, a bunch of our players are toward the back of the room, so please feel free to go back there and grab them for some of their comments. Thank you.